Welcome to Tech Mobility Topics.
I'm Ken Chester, and together you and I have plenty to cover during this visit, so let's get started. Add your voice to the conversation, be it to share an opinion, ask a question, or even to suggest a topic for future discussion. Call or text the Tech Mobility Hotline, that number, 515-872-9793, or if you don't want to talk, you can leave me an email directly, talk@techmobility.show, and that is talk@techmobility.show. And I should add this, I read every email you send. I may not be able to get back to you, but I do read them, and I thank you in advance for what you're going to send, and for those of you who have reached out to me, thank you. Thank you so very much. From the Tech Mobility News Desk, I found this item in the EV report that I get, and I thought it was pretty neat. I wanted to share it with you. As you know, my number one beef of several with the growing EV movement is that if you live in a multifamily or a multi-apartment dwelling, you typically don't have resources to charge, quote unquote, at home. And as a result, a whole part of the population, about a third of the population in America, does not have ready access to EVs where it makes sense for them. Because typically, if you live in a multifamily home, chances are also good that you don't have access to a public charger. And certainly no charger on site, because why would a landlord invest that kind of money for two or three slots, even if he had them or she had them to offer up? That's kind of expensive. And it is an investment that I don't even know how they would get recouped from it, whether they would share in the profits or maybe they'd rent the parking spaces to the charging company, perhaps, and make some of their money back that way. But even then, how would you decide to charge it? And it would still be dependent on how many families or how many residents actually own an EV that would use it. So that's a gamble that needs to be sorted out. In the meanwhile, there's this outfit called Juice Americas, and they launched something called the J Plus Booster 2 Portable EV Charger. And I found this to be fascinating. And the headline goes, the portable J Plus Booster 2 EV charging station puts an end to anxiety about electric vehicle range. And this company, Juice Americas Inc., is a U.S. subsidiary of Swiss-based Juice Technology AG, who considers themselves the market leader in portable chargers for electric vehicles. What makes this work is that you don't need to spend $10,000 to $15,000 even if you had a home to charge it. You don't have to buy a home charger. This thing plugs into a regular electrical outlet anywhere. You can charge anywhere with this to an EV. It allows EV owners to simply take their EV charger on the road to charge their EV from any conventional power socket outlet. And this was developed in Switzerland, and the North American version of this charger is now certified and available to North American consumers. Here's a quote from the founder and CEO of Juice Technology AG. He says that the J Plus Booster 2 is like a Swiss Army knife of EV charging technology and makes any concerns about vehicle range a thing of the past. I don't know about you, but out here in the Midwest, if I owned an EV and I lived rural, even if I had a home where I could charge it and I'm traveling all over the place, you better believe I would probably have one of these in my vehicle, because you just never know. And being able to be somewhere where the charging public chargers are not is a plus. Weighing in a little over 2 pounds, it's made from solid military-grade aluminum. The in-cable control box is so robust that even if run over by a tank, it still suffers no damage. Good to know, but a tank? Who's got a tank? Just asking. The included accessories assortment offers 8 NEMA-compliant adapter plugs that are easily attached via the J-Plus connector, Juice's proprietary plug interface. In other words, no matter what kind of plug you encounter, chances are this thing has an adapter that will work for you. The patented J-Plus connector is based on a proven aerospace engineering, and like the J-Plus booster, it's both spray, waterproof, and dustproof. The adapter plugs are coated so that the right charging power is set to be fully automatic at the socket outlet according to the available socket input current. Now, let's be honest. This is not high-speed, fast charging. It is not. However, if you're in a place where chargers are not, this offers you the next best thing to making sure that you don't run out. If you're near electricity any kind of way, you can plug in. Okay, it may take you an hour or two to get enough charge to get to where you want to go, but it beats being stranded. Kind of like having an extra gas can in the vehicle or making sure that you have a serviceable spare tire. Either one. And in most cases, this is good to have. A little more information. So what they're saying is, users ideally need only 4 to 6 hours to fully charge a vehicle's battery, depending on the battery's pack size. And again, I tell you, what they're talking about, this would be a level 2 charger, not level 3. The level 3s are the fast ones. But again, this gives you the ability to charge your vehicle in places where chargers are not. So if you are way far away from the charging network, or that you find yourself regularly far away, and even though you planned your trip, you came up short either because you made a side trip or you were packed heavier or the weather was colder, you didn't get the range you thought you needed. This is an excellent backup for that. And even if you live in the city, if you've got access to a plug, you can still charge your vehicle curbside. So again, it is an option. Is it the most ideal option? No. But it's an option for somebody thinking about owning an EV, or somebody, if you live in rural America like we are, that want the security of a backup just in case. That I need to be able to plug in somewhere and charge my vehicle, and there are no chargers of any kind nearby. What do I do? So there's that. This J-Plus Celsius temperature sensor installed directly to plug pins protects the socket outlets against overheating, so you don't have that problem. The residual current device integrated into it for fault current protection eliminates the need to install any expensive DC residential current device in the home, saving users considerable extra expense. Consider this. Maybe you don't want to spend the $10,000 to $15,000 usually for a home charger. You could still use this in your garage. Still works. Portable charging stations enable drivers to charge their electric cars wherever they park habitually for extended periods of time during the day at the workplace or nights at home. Consider this. Even at work, if you've got access to a plug, you can plug this in even if your company doesn't support any kind of EV charging. It's still an option for you. I like this. Again, you know, everybody's talking about, oh, this, you know, availability. Oh, you know, the charging network isn't what it is and I've got issues. This is an option. Again, I would consider it a last choice option. It's not the ideal option, but it's an option. And they show up to 8 different adapters, which means depending on the power plug that you encounter, chances are this has got an adapter that will make it work. And again, I keep saying, no, this is not level 3. This is not going to cure all your problems. This is not a first choice adapter. It's for those situations and those times you find yourself miles from anywhere, access to electricity, but not an EV charging station, and you need something to get home. If for no other reason, it adds maybe 50, 100 miles of security. You can get that in an hour, hour and a half. So that works for you. You are listening to the Tech Mobility Show.
Are you tired of juggling multiple apps and platforms for meetings, webinars, and staying connected? Look no further than AONMeetings.com, the all-in-one browser-based platform that does it all. With AON Meetings, you can effortlessly communicate with clients, host virtual meetings and webinars, and stay in touch with family and friends, all in one place and for one price. Here's the best part. You can enjoy a 30-day free trial. It's time to simplify your life and boost your productivity. AONMeetings.com, where innovation meets connection. Get started today and revolutionize the way you communicate.
Social media is the main place to be these days, and we are no exception. I'm Ken Chester, the Tech Mobility Show. If you enjoy my program, then you will also enjoy my weekly Facebook videos. From my latest vehicle reviews to timely commentary of a variety of mobility and technology-related topics, these short features are designed to inform and delight you. Be sure to watch, like, and follow us on Facebook. You can find us by typing the Tech Mobility Show in the search bar. Be sure to subscribe to our Facebook page. Social media is the place to be these days, and we're no exception. I'm Ken Chester of the Tech Mobility Show. If you enjoy my program, then you will also enjoy my weekly Instagram videos. From the latest vehicle reviews to timely commentary on a variety of mobility and technology-related topics, these short features are designed to inform and delight you. Be sure to watch, like, and follow us on Instagram. You can find us by typing the Tech Mobility Show in the search bar. For those of you that listen to podcasts, we have just the one for you. Hi, I'm Ken Chester. Tech Mobility Topics is a podcast where I upload topic-specific videos each week. Shorter than the full show, these bite-sized programs are just the thing, particularly if you're interested in a particular topic covered on the weekly radio show. From Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many podcast platforms in between, we got you covered. Just enter Tech Mobility Topics in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts.